The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
RFK Jr. is making his case to be on the debate stage with Trump and Biden. One of them says bring it on. The other one is a little terrified. Take a look.
I would have no problem if he got whatever the threshold is, but he's very low and he seems to be heading in the other direction, in the wrong direction. I would have no problem with it, though. If he qualified, I would have no problem.
So Trump didn't just make this appearance on TV. He also tweeted on Truth Social. So this is what he said. He said, crooked Joe Biden does not want RFK Jr. in the debates because Jr. is far left. Him and they would be debating over the same territory, like ridiculous open borders and the Green New Scam, both of which are killing our country. He's also sharper and far more intelligent than Joe, all making for a bad combination of ingredients. I don't care if Junio's joins the debate, but right now his polling numbers are very low. He's not properly qualified in the states, and he seems to be on a downward path. Junior needs more than his name to get on the stage. So Trump, of course, is right about all those things, but RFK Jr. decided to fire back on Joe Biden, what he's been doing. Take a look at this clip.
We are in discussions with CNN. CNN published a list of criteria, four criteria for candidates getting in the debate, and we have shown CNN that we meet all of those criteria and that President Trump and President Biden cannot meet those criteria. The key, one of the two sort of key criterion is that every candidate has to be on the ballots in enough states to get 270 electoral votes by June 20th. And we will qualify for that. President Trump and President Biden cannot qualify for that because they don't have any electoral votes at this time. They are presumptive nominees for their party, but they themselves are not on the ballot. I will be the only one on the ballot. The other criterion is four polls that have me at 15% national polls, and they listed the polling firms that they would take those polls from, and we've given them five national polls that show me, including the CNN poll, the most recent CNN poll that has me at 15%, the Harvard-Harris poll, the Monmouth poll, the Quinnipiac poll, that all have me at 15% or more. So I qualify for the debates. They have now made a public offer. We consider that a contract, and we're in discussion with CNN now.
Okay, so there's actually a few questions about RFK Jr. being in the debate with Joe Biden and Trump. And the first question that we got to ask is, why is Joe Biden agreeing to do these debates? Because there was a lot of speculation out there for a long time that even though they had kind of tentatively planned on some dates for the debates, that Joe Biden wouldn't do it. The reason why he has to do it is because, and they weren't counting on this, no liberal was counting on this because, you know, they are crazy and they don't actually listen to their base. They're not listening to the American people. But in any case, they weren't counting on the fact that Donald Trump would be absolutely destroying Joe Biden in the polls, which is what's happening. You're seeing like a 2 or 3% bump above Biden for Trump nationally, which that's not even including the swing states, which Donald Trump's doing way better in. But I predicted, and I think it's reasonable to assume, that if Joe Biden doesn't get at least 3% higher of the general vote, the popular vote, then Donald Trump will win. So the fact that Donald Trump is over that shows that he has a massive deficit. And so he's banking on the fact that he can go into these debates and he's just essentially throwing spaghetti at the wall, seeing what sticks. And this is just one of those ploys. And it could happen. We saw in 2020 that some of those debates, Trump didn't perform the best at because he just looked a little too angry, a little bit too, he went in on Joe Biden just a little too hard. I don't think that's going to happen this time because I think most Americans, even if Trump did go that hard, would gladly see Joe Biden just get roasted for a couple hours because nobody likes him. But this is why Joe Biden's doing it, is he's losing. It's getting worse and worse for him. So he's got to do something. The second question, though, is whose vote is RFK Jr. actually stealing from? Is it from Trump or is it from Biden? And what I said way long ago and what's been definitely true is that RFK Jr., just like Trump said, is taking votes from Biden, not Trump. And the reason why is because he's just a clear liberal alternative to Joe Biden. Despite what Donald Trump said in his tweet, it is true that RFK Jr. is definitely super left-leaning, and especially when it comes to a lot of social issues like abortion, for instance. He's no conservative. No conservatives are going to want to vote for RFK Jr. However, the one thing that Donald Trump did get a little bit wrong is he's definitely not on the same level as Joe Biden. He might have been on the same level as Joe Biden in 2008, but today that's not true. And the reason why is because Joe Biden has been pandering to his most kind of salient force in the Democrat Party, which is the crazy tranny progressives, but that's not a big group of people. And so there's this huge other group of liberals that RFK Jr. has really been trying to graft in, and I think he's been doing a good job. I mean, he's polling at about 11 to 15%, and I would venture to guess that all of those people are just kind of classical liberals that would have voted for Obama. They probably voted for Joe Biden in 2020, not Donald Trump, but now they're regretting that decision, and they're not ready to vote for Donald Trump yet, but they're going to vote for RFK Jr. And so at this point, Joe Biden has to do everything he can to not let RFK Jr. get ahead because it's clear that he's stealing votes from him. And that's why he wants to bar him from the debate stage. I mean, it's crazy that he's not even allowing RFK Jr. to have some sort of Secret Service protection. I'm not talking about anything crazy, but 15% is not nothing. I understand what Donald Trump is saying, which is that, you know, he's not like this massive deal. I don't know if we have to let him on the debate stage, but he is got, you know, 15% of Americans vote. So he probably warrants a little bit of protection. Of course, Biden doesn't want to do that because he'd probably be happy for RFK Jr. to get hurt or get assassinated, which I don't think is going to happen. But his uncle and his father were. So, but yeah, that's Joe Biden's worst fear is RFK Jr. getting on the stage, showing that he is better spoken and actually appeals to most of the Democrats who are not those crazy progressive fringe. That crazy progressive fringe is like 20 to 30% of the Democrat Party. You've got like 70 to 80% of Democrats who are way more classic liberals that would rather go with RFK Jr. So my prediction is RFK Jr. is not going to be allowed to debate. I think that CNN and the Biden administration are totally going to collude on this. There's just no way that Biden can let him up there because if they do, it's just going to be open season and Trump and RFK Jr. are just going to be slamming him the whole time. He's going to lose tons of his vote while Trump is going to lose almost none of his voters to RFK Jr. And so for that reason, he's just going to collude with CNN. I will say, though, if for some miracle RFK Jr. is able to get on the debate stage, I think that Trump's lead will go from about 2% nationally to like 4 or 5%, which is significant, like really significant. And I think that's true because I think a lot of Americans will be exposed to RFK Jr. in a way that they're just not before. It's one thing to just watch him. It's another thing to see him up against Biden and just seeing, oh, wow, Biden is so weak. He just doesn't even know what he's talking about. In addition, like even if he was at his full cognitive ability, it would be easy to destroy him in a debate. But the fact that he has dementia and is shooting up, you know, dirt before his speeches so that he can get through the end of the speech, it makes it even worse for Joe Biden. And RFK Jr. just doesn't have those problems, neither does Donald Trump, which is why he's going to see a bump in his poll. And unfortunately, I would love to see him up there. So I'm sad that I think that Joe Biden and CNN are going to collude on this one because I think, Biden and even Trump need to have a little bit of scrutiny. I hope Trump has to actually answer to some difficult questions, which I think RFK Jr. would ask. And of course, I want to see Biden squirm in his seat when RFK Jr. calls him out for being a fake liberal and being just a wild Marxist progressive at this point, while RFK Jr. is kind of representing the Democrat Party much better. As always, guys, if you enjoyed this video, go down below, subscribe, comment, like, leave your thoughts on RFK Jr. if you're even considering voting for him or who you're going to vote for instead. We'll see you next time.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Sherwin-Williams summer sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.